You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new task force has been set up by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade to watch Trump's administration. The New Americas Task Force is made up of 7 people and will operate 24/7 to keep up to date with any new policy put in place by the US government. This comes after the ministry was reprimanded by the New Zealand government over a delay finding out how Trump's immigration ban last week would affect some New Zealanders. I spoke to University of Auckland Associate Professor Stephen Hoadley about the task force, and I began by asking what exactly the task force will be doing.
The task force is set up basically to monitor what President Trump is doing. As every listener knows, his policies have been erratic, announced by tweet rather than written out carefully as policy statements, and that New Zealand has already been caught out, particularly on the ban on migration and refugees that was issued by executive order, and in which caused a lot of confusion in New Zealand, for which the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade was blamed by the minister, I think unfairly, but because it was the U.S. Embassy in Wellington that was very slow to clarify that New Zealand citizens, if they had New Zealand citizenship, but also citizenship in a 7 country that was banned, they would be allowed to go to the United States. And that came, that finally was clarified rather late in the piece. And the minister blamed Foreign Affairs and the chief executive, Brooke Barrington, a graduate from this university, by the way, has now pledged to be more proactive on watching the fast-changing policies coming out of Washington and keeping the minister informed not only on a day-to-day basis, but probably on an hour-to-hour basis.
Right, and so how much of this, because they're watching it 24/7, 7 staff, how much of what Trump does in that time will affect New Zealand, do you think?
Well, it depends on what the issue is. At the moment, nothing except the migration ban is affecting New Zealand. The policies are directed largely at Mexico, at China, at other countries. And New Zealand is not in the crosshairs of Washington. New Zealand, after the phone call by Trump to Bill English, seems to be in a pretty good space. And that's where the government wants to stay. Doesn't want to criticize the president, doesn't want to make large demands. It wants to stay below the radar and hope that eventually, New Zealand negotiators can talk to official counterparts that know what they're doing, that is, not the president and his cabinet and advisors, but people who actually do the serious work of negotiating, say, security cooperation or a free trade agreement down the track. And this is the policy of the New Zealand Embassy in Washington. Move cautiously. Watch very carefully what the Trump administration puts out as policy. Try to interpret it in a way that New Zealand can deal with it, and then find the right people to build a sympathetic coalition towards New Zealand.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Prime Minister's phone call with Trump and also trade. What do you kind of see as the future of trade and relations between New Zealand and the US under Trump?
Very good question, Amanda. I'm just writing a book on New Zealand's trade negotiations, particularly with the United States. And New Zealand for 30 years has tried to get a free trade agreement with the U.S. The U.S., partly because of the nuclear ship ban, usually just politely deferred the negotiations. Now, finally, in the TPP, the United States is involved, but has just drawn out under the new president. So it's back to square one. New Zealand will be approaching the U.S. for a bilateral discussion on trade. The U.S. will say, yeah, that's fine. You're a perfectly nice partner. But we've got a whole lot of other potential partners, much larger, much more vital to the United States economic interests. So you're going to have to wait your turn. Now, that's pretty much the position, so I wouldn't anticipate anything happening this year, or maybe there might be preliminary talks in which a queue would be established and the U.S. Trade Representative would say, yeah, New Zealand is in there in a group of 20, maybe down at number 20, as soon as we have personnel and a clarity of policy from the White House on how to proceed and what we want from a free trade agreement, we'll begin serious talks. Now, the Prime Minister has said, well, if the U.S. is going to make extravagant demands, and then New Zealand might not be interested, New Zealand might just proceed with the other 10 members besides New Zealand and the U.S., the other 10 members of the TPP, try to salvage something from the text of that agreement, and or move to bilateral agreements, maybe with Japan, for example, a major trade partner, number three, on New Zealand's list, and try to perhaps form a new bilateral free trade agreement with Japan based on the TPP agreements, which are already written down on paper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.